If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 14th day of September 2010. This is what I sound like at 4:30 in the morning. I'm well aware of the time difference in the countries that listen to me, and it's what? Well, it'd be 9:30 in Britain, so everybody's up and running already. If you work, you should be at work. So I try to have this up in a timely fashion, and usually I will record the night before if I can, so that it'll be ready and I can upload it when I get up. I'm up usually most days about 4 or 4:30. I know it's an awful life, and that happened when I'm just accustomed to it from doing 26 years of the morning show. There are two things that I've noticed that stay with you, and that's if you're accustomed to getting up to do radio, you're always going to get up. And the other part is that you never stop drinking coffee. And I had this conversation with a fellow ex-disc jockey the other night, and he said, you know, if there was something to this coffee not being good for you, every disc jockey in the world would be dead by the time they were 45 or 50, because that's all you did. You're on the air, and you kept coffee going. And that's true. I might drink 3 mugs of coffee now, and that's down from 5 or 6 that I would drink when I was on the air. Because you stayed wired. You have to be funny at 6 in the morning. That's part of the problem. So anyway, I got my coffee right here. It's my best friend every morning. Somebody asked me an interesting question about my YouTube channel. Normally, I save these, excuse me, for, I need a sip of coffee. Normally, I save these for Bill TV Making 2. Some people don't know I have a second channel. And it used to sort of be my video response channel. I opened it initially to do my Chart Jackers video. And that was a weird thing because it showed you on camera clapping to a song that you listened to as you were singing. And I thought, well, nobody's going to want to watch that on my regular channel. But the question was, and the topic came up, why do you have your subscribers on your front page of your channel if you're not planning on being partnered and if you really don't make any money from YouTube? I thought, that's a really interesting question. So I started asking some people, asking around, just folks that I know and whose opinions I trust. Because at one point, I took my subscriber number down from the site, and I got complaints from people saying, why can't I see how many subs you have? And I, of course, being the inquisitive disc jockey type that I am, responded with my own question, why is it of a concern to you? What do you learn from that by seeing how many subs I have? And they said, well, we know if other people like you. I thought, that says a lot about us and our society and something like that. So, and here's my theory about it. There are YouTubers that make great video with 20 or 30 subscribers who deserve a lot more. And I have a high number of subscribers, at least for me. Now, it's not by today's standard, because there are like 10,000, hundreds of thousands of people and a lot of great YouTubers. And I just recently got a huge bump from Stick A 2010, Miles, and all those fine folks over there. I participated in that, and proudly so. The Vlog Brothers are responsible, really. They put me on their page. Now they've kind of changed the people they put on their front page. They have tens of thousands of subscribers and hundreds of thousands of subscribers. I guess they're at a different level from all of us now. But I was always appreciative for half a year, and I got over 1,000 by myself. But anything outside of between that and 4,000, they gave me 3,000 subs. I mean, I can easily say that. But the reason, I guess, is because people want to know if anybody else likes you. And isn't that interesting that in our society that we are drawn to people that we feel are successful? But I'm telling you, for somebody like me that just likes making videos, and whether I have 10 subscribers or 50,000 subscribers is not really going to change anything that I do, because I'm really kind of a one-trick horse. I have the kind of videos that I make, and if you like them, that's great. If you don't, you can go watch something else. I don't make any money. I don't make any living. I'm doing this entirely for fun. So my question to you, are subscribers on your front page important? I'll see you tomorrow.